The Brazilian real fell to a new low against the dollar after Brazil's finance minister said he was not worried about a strong greenback. The slide prompted a brief intervention by the central bank to prop up the currency. The country's current account deficit has risen sharply this year and interest rates have tumbled.
Google reportedly fired 4 employees who had been active in organizing protests at the company and had apparently tried to gain access to private internal documents. The tech giant pioneered an office culture that mixes politics with work, which it may now regret. Vociferous staff have pressed management to drop an AI contract for the Pentagon and have walked out over sexual harassment and a search engine project for the Chinese government. Their latest gripe is Google's work for immigration enforcement. Google has told employees to tone it down and reduced staff meetings to 1 a month.
In an effort to boost profits and its feeble share price, Telefonica announced a plan to hive off its operations in Spanish-speaking Latin America and focus on its core markets in Spain, Brazil, Germany and Britain, where it brands itself as O2. The telecoms group also wants to expand its business in the Internet of Things and cloud computing.
On the lookout for new superdrugs that will replenish its portfolio, Novartis offered to buy the medicines company for $9.7 billion. TMC's crown jewel is inclisiran, a treatment that has been found to be highly effective in drug trials at reducing bad cholesterol, and which a patient needs to inject only twice a year.
America's Federal Aviation Administration said it alone would inspect the 737 MAX before it returned to service, relieving Boeing of the exercise and signaling that it will sign off each jet individually. That could potentially extend the time frame that Boeing has in mind for resuming deliveries of the grounded aircraft to airlines.
Tesla's share price struggled to recover from the drubbing it took after an unforeseen event at the launch of its new Cybertruck, which has been described as a cross between a futuristic car from Blade Runner and a SpongeBob SquarePants character. The vehicle's supposedly armored glass windows shattered when a steel ball was hurled at them during a demonstration. "Maybe that was a little too hard," said a startled Elon Musk, Tesla's boss.
Lee Sedol, a Go champion who in 2016 lost a celebrated match against AlphaGo, an artificial intelligence program, announced his retirement. AI programs now compete in tournaments. Mr. Lee reflected, "Even if I become number one, there is an entity that cannot be defeated."